This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, my birth state, and the birth state of Selina Zito, the Washington Examiner, the Wall Street Journal. Watching Pennsylvania, because it is the election 2024. All agreed now. The winner of Pennsylvania is the winner of the presidential contest and will be president in 2025. We're going to the spring of 2025 to put in our reservations for the campground behind Sarah's Diner, 100 yards, I believe, from the water. But most importantly, the place to talk about the politics of Erie County, because if Pennsylvania is the determinative for the nation, Erie County, I learned from Selina, is the determinative of Pennsylvania. Win Erie, you win Pennsylvania. Selina, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much for this. Sarah's has great ice cream, so you and I will enjoy the ice cream in the spring of 2025. Right now it's closed. What do we need to know about Sarah's in the summertime and the people of Mahoning Valley, the people of Erie, the people of all the counties around Erie spending their summertime as children? What do they remember about Sarah's? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So any kid that grew up from Wheeling, West Virginia, all the way up to Erie and through Mahoning Valley, Ohio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Erie's Presque Isle, where Sarah's is sort of the welcoming place when you drive into the Presque Isle State Park. That was our beach. That was our ocean. That was our Atlantic Ocean. There's 13 miles of beautiful beaches that go all along the peninsula, along with a beautiful bike and hike trail. People fish there. There's homes along the bayfront. It's quite spectacular. And, this is a lot of people think of Erie as like a port city or an industrial city, and it is, but it's also many other things. And so that was a destination point and remains a destination point for a lot of people in this sort of Western Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Eastern Ohio region.
For voting, 177,000 voters are registered. And of those, 96,000 are Democrats and 69,000 are Republicans. So slam dunk, right? Selina, it's over. All going for Harris. Is that correct?
No. And that number has, even since I have written it, that number has changed. There has been a rightward shift all across Pennsylvania, but in particular counties like Erie, but also Luzerne, Cambria, Beaver, Fayette, Bucks counties, where these strongholds of Democrats have now become Republican. And it has largely a lot to do with how our coalitions have changed in American politics. Since 2012, when Barack Obama started to form in that election cycle, not his first cycle, that was Hope and Change still had the New Deal Democrat coalition, very much part of it. But by 2012, he began to reshape the party as the party of the ascendant, college-educated, minority, women, and the academic elite. And that is sort of the Democratic coalition. And the New Deal Democrats had very little place to go. And they were always culturally conservative anyways. So they started to fit in and reshape the Republican Party. That's why it's a little more populist. In that shift, that's when you saw counties like Erie go from being strongholds for Democrats to purple. And that was no more evident than in 2016 when Donald Trump won the county. First time a Democrat running for president had won that county, I think, since Nixon. And he won it by a few thousand votes. In 2020, Biden won it for the Democrats by, I think, 1,000 votes. And so it's still very, very much in play. As Erie goes, so goes the state. But I would argue it's the most important. I have argued this for years. It's the most important county in the country. It did vote for Josh Shapiro and John Fetterman in 2022. However, in 2021, it voted for the first time ever for a Republican county executive. So it is definitely ripe and up for grabs. And Donald Trump heads there on Sunday to make his case as to why these voters should support him.
Both candidates and both campaigns, very smart. They recognize Erie. Tim Walz has already been there, so has Senator Vance. They've been through the county now. Donald Trump's going in. As of yet, there is no indication that the Harris campaign will be there, but it's a pretty good guess given how tight it is. This is Western Pennsylvania. That is energy land, yes? And we're talking about fracking as well as the energy services, such as chemical manufacturing. Is there an advantage in Erie for that? Is Erie keen on the energy prosperity of the rest of Western Pennsylvania?
Yes. In fact, yesterday they concluded their Marcellus Shale Coalition concluded their annual Shale Insight Conference, which gathers people in the energy industry from all over the country. It's a massively important conference, and they discuss the policies and the future of the industry. Dave McCormick, who's running for U.S. Senate against Bob Casey, he gave a speech there yesterday, a very powerful one. I'd suggest if people are interested and want to know a little bit more about the industry, you can check it out at the Shale Insight website. But, this is for all the marbles. And, Erie is like a really interesting county. It has agriculture. It has light industry. It has one of the largest refugee populations in the state and even in the country. And but it also has the poorest zip code in the state and one of the poorest zip codes in the country. So it is also struggling, and often feels as though it has been left behind. The big GE plant was there at one time. Employed 20,000 people. Now that's down to 3,000 people. And so there's a lot going on in Erie that's sort of very reflective of the electorate that will, like sort of a microcosm of the electorate that will decide this election. As Brad Todd and I wrote in our book, The Great Revolt, it is more than likely that it will be a bartender, a truck driver, a hairdresser, a Rotary Club member that's going to decide this election, and they more than likely live in Erie County.
Selena Zito, writing for the Washington Examiner and the Wall Street Journal. Erie County, Pennsylvania, again, 177,000 registered voters as of the date that Selena profiled, 96,000 Democrats, 69,000 Republicans, up for grabs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.